This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. As police are trying to identify and find the three gunmen involved in the Fairmount Park mass shooting, we're learning more about the man and woman who were killed. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from police headquarters.
Officials identified the victims as 21-year-old Mikhail Bowers and 23-year-old Amaya Devlin. Bowers' grandmother, Wanda, spoke with NBC 10 about the devastating and shocking loss.
I really and truly thought I was dreaming. I really did. I just couldn't believe it, like, what for? What did he do to somebody? Then come to find out it's just somebody just shooting off the guns.
And he leaves behind 4-year-old twin daughters. As for Amaya Devlin, the West Philadelphia resident's neighbor, Ramar Pouncey, is trying to wrap her head around the fact that she's gone.
To hear that she lost her life, probably over something very trivial, is heartbreaking.
Mayor Parker described the incident as a heinous act of violence, and police are asking for the public's help as they try to identify the three gunmen who fired dozens of shots at the park on Monday. Officials say the 9 victims who survived the shooting are between 15 and 28 years old, and they were stable at the hospital. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Centennial School District in Warminster, Bucks County, has voted to appoint a controversial new superintendent. He previously helmed from the Central Bucks School District, which came under fire for allegations of discrimination against LGBTQ students. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us the board made its decision despite backlash from the community.
It was just a 5-4 majority, but Dr. Abram Lucabaugh was ultimately chosen as the next superintendent of the Centennial School District. During Lucabaugh's tenure at Central Bucks, the ACLU filed a complaint against the district, claiming a widespread culture of LGBTQ plus discrimination. The district also implemented a controversial policy banning the display and discussion of things that advocate for political beliefs or social causes, which some took as an attack on pride flags. Dr. Kirsten Findell of Upper Southampton says she felt the board had undermined community trust in their decision-making in 2 ways.
The lack of transparency of the process of putting forth this candidate, and then the selection of a candidate with so much baggage that is well-advertised and well-known.
Most of the speakers echoed Findell's sentiments, but Ed Chadro believes Lucabaugh sufficiently addressed the controversy that follows him at a Q&A last week.
It just detailed the selection process very well, dispelling a lot of the myths that circulated about his leave. I thought they did a good job at that.
Lucabaugh resigned from his post at Central Bucks in November 2023 after progressive candidates swept that year's school board election. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thousands of people go missing in Philadelphia each year, and today police are hosting an event at Lincoln Financial Field to help people find their loved ones. It's the department's third Missing Persons Day, a one-stop shop for families to file reports and find resources. Special Victims Unit Captain Margo Aline Parker.
In Philadelphia, we have over 200 unidentified remains, so anything that you could bring in, any bit of information that you may just remember, or it could be helpful, so I would say just come in and share your story.
Bring photos of the missing and anything that might have their DNA, like a toothbrush or a comb. The event ends at 2 this afternoon. Meanwhile, two bills designed to ease the cost of renting an apartment in Philadelphia passed a city council committee over the objections of landlords. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
The bills seek to help tenants afford the upfront costs of renting by capping application costs and requiring that landlords offer an installment plan for security deposits. Sponsor Rue Landau called them small tweaks, but landlord Ryan Spack said they continue a pattern of regulation that cumulatively puts landlords at risk.
Right now, Spack Group feels like this is a death by a thousand cuts.
On the other hand, Marcella Joe of the Tenants Union lamented that Landau had amended the bills to make them more palatable to landlords. Originally, application costs were capped at $20, now it's $50, and renters could have avoided the fee altogether by supplying their own credit check.
I just wish that you would just kept that part in where they could just take their credit report over to the next landlord and not have to continue to pay these $50 every time.
Joe, though, enthusiastically supported the bills, as did numerous tenants and advocate groups, and it passed unanimously. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.